Praise the Lord. Well, hello, everyone. Pastor Keith here. Good to be with you as we go into the Word today. Today, we're going to be talking about being redeemed from the curse. Being redeemed from the curse. So if you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. So, Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love, your patience and your loving kindness toward us as we go into your word today. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, that your word will bring light to us, Lord, that we will know that we know that we know that you are good and your mercies endure forever. We thank you and we bless you and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. And it reads, "So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." They which be of faith. That's us. We are blessed. We are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, faith comes by hearing. And, you know, as we growing in faith, and as we grow in faith, we know that we are blessed. What if you just believed with all your heart that you're blessed? And every day, You talked about how blessed you were, and you just expected everything you put your hand to prosper. So this is the Bible here saying, "They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Drop down to verse 13. It says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law." Say this with me: no more curse. Say this with me: I have been redeemed. The Anointed One has redeemed me from all the curse of the law. The Anointed One has redeemed me from all the curse of the law. Right? Verse 13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.'" 14, "That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Now, if we get this established in us to the point where nothing could move us, that we are not, will not, and cannot be cursed, and we are and always will be blessed as children of the Most High God. I mean, if you believe that with every fiber of your being, it'll change your life. You wouldn't just be believing what Pastor Keith said. You'd be believing what the word of the living God, the finished work of redemption. Jesus, who did no sin, who deserved no curse, no punishment, became a curse for us. Hung on a tree and became accursed. Why? In doing so, he redeemed us. He brought us back from under the curse, because all of us had sinned and come short of the glory of God. And what are the wages of sin? The wages of sin is death. Then if you sin, you deserve to be punished or cursed. The curse is the punishment. We deserved it. You might say, "Well, I messed up today, so I guess I have some curse coming." No, not if you repent, not if you'll put faith in the blood of Jesus, because he hung on the cross and he became a curse. He became accursed for all the sins that you've ever done or will ever do. And he brought you back. And he brought me back. He bought me back with the precious blood. He bought us back from the punishment or the curse for every sin or failure that we could ever make. Are you redeemed? Do you now in Christ deserve to be punished or cursed? The answer is no. Why? Because Christ has redeemed us from the curse. How did he do it? He became a curse in our place. Why? Now, if we were just free from the curse, that would be great. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. In order that the blessing that God himself, Jehovah Jireh, pronounced on his covenant friend, Abraham, that blessing extends to the Christ. And since we have faith in him, we have now become the seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus. And now, because of Jesus becoming a curse for us, we've been qualified by faith in him for the blessing. Not only are we redeemed from the curse, we've got the blessing. You've got the blessing. So, to learn exactly what we've been redeemed from, let's turn to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Because it's listed. Many people haven't really realized that they've been redeemed from these specific things that are listed here. So they keep putting up with it. They keep having it in their lives, sometimes decade after decade. There are two main places in the Old Testament where the curse of the law is described, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I encourage you to read both of these chapters carefully. So today, we'll look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it came to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, right? So the way we observe and to do all these commandments is walking by faith and walking in love. The Bible says that if you do these things, you'll fulfill all the law. Somebody may say, you mean we don't keep the Ten Commandments nowadays? Specifically, no. What you do keep is the law of love. We love each other as he loved us. We believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Faith and love. If I'm loving you like Jesus loved me, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to commit adultery with your spouse. I'm not going to steal your stuff. I can't do it if I'm walking in love. The Bible says love is the fulfillment of the law. So you'll be doing everything that's in the Ten Commandments because you have that one commandment. So that's how we fulfill the Ten Commandments, by walking in love, walking in faith every day. So we continue. The Lord your God will set you on high, in verse 1, Deuteronomy 28. The Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations, verse 2. And all these blessings will come on you and overtake you, verse 3. And he went on to say that you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine, the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall you be, shall your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Are you hearing a recurring theme here? Why would he say it like this? When he keeps saying blessed, when you go in, blessed, when you come out, blessed. That's the way you're supposed to meditate on it. You're supposed to talk to yourself that way. Why? Because it impacts your spirit. It gets into your spirit. Let's say verse 3 together. Come on. Blessed shall you be in a city. Blessed you'll be in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your ground. Verse 5. Blessed in your basket. Blessed in your store. Verse 6, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out, blessed. You're supposed to think this way, and you're supposed to talk this way. Why? Because there is a whole world full of negative, unbelieving people, and a curse in the earth that tries to convince you that you're not blessed. Experiences, feelings, symptoms, failure and lack. Things all around in the world trying to tell you that you're not blessed. That your stars are out of alignment. And that you're unlucky, and you take one step forward and get knocked back three steps. Well, what's a favorite phrase among people whose mouths are not so sanctified? The word damn. And I've heard Christians say this, damned if I do and damned if I don't, right? What does that sound like? That sounds like a perversion of what we just read about being blessed. Why would the devil want you to have that in your mouth, right? So you don't have this. So you don't, he knows that if you go around saying, blessed if I do, blessed if I don't, blessed when I leave, blessed when I come in, he knows if you talk like that all the time, you shut the door to him and his work, and the floodgates are open for God to move in your life. You and I should have better sense than that. We don't talk damning and hell this and to hell with this and damn this. No, it's blessing and heaven this and bless this. Once you get renewed in your mind, you won't have to try to break yourself from cursing. Not curse, but what? Blessed. That word just impacts. you can sense that as you go through this again and again, it's just hitting your spirit. And this is not what Pastor Keith said. This is what the Word of God is saying. The Word of God is God telling you that He has blessed you and that you are blessed. Here's what the blessing will cause. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Verse 8. The Lord shall command a blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to. And He shall bless you in a land which the Lord your God gives you. This is a big part of our witness for Jesus. What leads people to repentance? The Bible says it is the goodness of God. Or we can say the manifestation of the goodness of God. Because God is good. And if it was just God being good that turned people to the Lord, they should be turning right now. Because He's always good. He's always been good. So there must be a manifestation of the goodness of God. Well, where are they going to see manifestations of the goodness of God? Can you see why the devil has wanted us sick and broke and defeated? Because the last thing he wants the unsaved people to see is the blessing of God in our lives. Because when they see God just bless us and keep pouring out the blessing on us, heal us, keep us healed, and when we get old, we are still strong and doing good, what does that do to people who have heard lies about God, right? They're around us and they see this. It makes them want the real God. When they see the blessing of God in our lives, the goodness of God in our lives, it makes them want real salvation and truth. The devil doesn't want that. All this blessing is supposed to be on our lives to the point where other people see it and know that God is real and He's good to those who serve Him. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So people have tried to say, well, now I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. I just believe in winning souls. But it's not just about trying to force people to pray the sinner's prayer. What do you do after that? People are not going to be one a part of of the things of God unless they see the victory, unless they see the blessing. And they see it not just on Sunday in church, but Monday, Tuesday, and the rest of the week. They see the blessing of God in our lives. They will see the victory and deliverance and protection and healing and prosperity of the living God. So what do we say? We say we're blessed. We say, Lord, let your blessing be seen on us. Let it be the living witness of the goodness of God that leads men to repent. All right? We're still in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. And overtake thee. So it goes on to list the curses. What's a curse? To be cursed is to be damned. It's to be doomed. It's to be destined for destruction. Blessing, by contrast, is what? It's being empowered and enabled, or empowered to prosper, to succeed, to excel. Well, here you see that if you disobey, you will be cursed. All these curses shall come upon you. Let's remember our text. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's what we're reading about right now. So the good news is everything we read after this, we have already been redeemed from. So we can read every one of these verses and know that it is not for us. Deuteronomy 28, verse 16. Cursed shall you be in the city, but in the light of Galatians chapter 3, what do you say? Not me. Not me. I've been redeemed from this. Cursed in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in the basket, cursed in the store, cursed in the fruit of your womb, cursed in your land, increasing your kind, right? Flocks of your sheep, cursed. When you come in, cursed. When you go out, cursed. When you disobey God, just as blessing would come when you obey God, curses come when you rebel against God. And the Word of God is powerful both ways. God tells you to obey me, you'll be blessed. Can you count on it? Then if He says, rebel against me, you'll be cursed. You can count on that. You will be cursed. Amen? So just to remind you today that you are blessed. You are blessed, right? Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed you. I just want to remind you to meditate on the word. The word of God has everything that you need for life and godliness. Read the word. Meditate on the word day and night. Some of us have to take medication for different ailments in our body. I encourage you today to take the word of God. So, Lord, I just lift up all those who are within the sound of my voice. Whenever they hear this, maybe a month, a year later, that they will grab a hold of the fact that they are blessed and that the word of God is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. That they will use the word, be skillful in using the word for whatever situation comes their way in this life, so that they can continue to grow in faith, grow in love, and God will use them mightily. So I bless them now. I declare that they are blessed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.